Today's recording is going to be how to deal with addictions, that's mentally, physically, and spiritually. The most type of addictions that we're familiar with would definitely be physical addictions in the form of either drugs or alcohol, and the sly one, which would probably be the, not even probably, definitely be the sugar addictions that underlie most Western societies you'll see in America, and then secondhand with the introduction of the American culture over in Asia, America and China probably going back and forth in the tittle-tattle of whose country is more obese, right, by population, etc., and highest average weight. And then if you go and you'll double check the average weight of the male and female now in the 21st century or 2019 when this is recorded, to even 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you'll definitely see that the average weight of males and females are higher. One would definitely be due to the fact of the higher availability of the consumer society of food, and the progressions thus far, and the advancements of technology and food production. But two, the amount of sugar that's actually inputted into various foods, including but not limited to white flour, pasta, baked goods, even the meats, etc., in preparation, definitely packaged foods and frozen foods, as that has become convenient and co-aligned parallelly with the increasing always on the go mobile device world society that we found ourselves present in. So the convenience of, going hand in hand with the microwave, obviously after that implementation in the 50s, the fast food, no pun intended, that creation going line, and the sugar and the salt being incorporated into that, so that way you become reliant on that with not only the convenience of it already being prepared, so you're not cooking it yourself, but also so that way you can actually relapse. That is also a term used in addiction, so that you'll relapse into going back into those foods over and over again, right? So there's no coincidence that high amounts of sugar and salt are intertwined into that food, right? But what is overlooked besides the physical addictions are also mental addictions and spiritual addictions. So in the form of mental addictions, you'll find that, you know, you run into some information that the average human thoughts per day is about 60,000. And that might be hard to believe. When I ran into the information myself, that's hard to believe because of the very reported alleged short attention span of the human being due to mobile devices and cell phones, etc. But if you actually watch your mind, and they say meditation is good for that because then you'll actually begin to become the witness to your thoughts, you'll actually hear, not see, maybe see, the actual reoccurring thoughts into your mind over and over again, from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, month to month, maybe even year to years, and how the continual thoughts are actually taking up mental RAM, we'll use it as that term, mental RAM, blocking up your processing daily by the reoccurring thoughts. Now, your attachment to these thoughts and the actual mental space that it's taking up is what's causing this reoccurrence and this repeat, this relapse of over and over again of your mind repeating those same thoughts. So what a technique would be actually to remove yourself from these thoughts daily is one of the best things they say is to create a new habit, because as the old saying goes, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. But the devil, not, you know, relating it to Christianity, more so you can symbolize or correlate that to just negative thoughts and the overarching lower vibrating persona present within yourself without associating a certain eidolon to that, right? So spiritual addictions, which is definitely goes hand in hand with your energy, because when they say you have a crushed spirit, or someone, you know, you have low spirits, you could definitely see a lower energetic response. And at the same time too, they'll say, oh, you know, someone's in high spirits, you're a very high spirited person, and that person is typically upbeat, very jovial, sometimes electrifying. That goes, you know, another relation to energy principles. But spiritual, because energy is flowing through all three of these bodies, so we don't want to necessarily relate spirituality or your spiritual body to energy, because energy, as we know, is and admitted by Western science or empirical knowledge, energy is created nor destroyed. So energy is present within all things. So you can really see energy in its various forms or expressions, relate that over to the periodic table. You can't create nor destroy hydrogen. It really is what it is. You can't create nor destroy water. It is what it is. You just see it in different forms. Even the different elements, fire, earth, it'll just change forms. Much the best symbolism and metaphor for that is the diamond. As you continually try to break the diamond, it will only shatter into more various forms of the diamond. So that is the best representation of the energy. But your spirituality, which was the first point of attack in societies, they'll always go for the religious figures first, because your spirituality is how you define your reality. And you can see that to be true through one simple thing. In civilizations past, the spirituality was used to define the outward reality, because the best example was the polygamy, and how the ancient cultures allegedly had different gods for different things. So they had a god of the sky, the god of war, the god of cultivation, or goddess of cultivation, and then the two energetic responses or expressions. So now, in this particular Western society, if you're in a different society, you'll have a different interpretation of your outward reality. Science is used, much like religions were used, to convey the outward physical environment. But that's definitely, without being admitted, how you relate your spirituality, because that's how you're defining things, as well as your inner energetic responses. So notice how you say, my body, my arm, my thoughts, my brain, my energy. This, and then when it comes to the outward environment, you'll say that tree, that building, that car, that plant, that animal. So there's definitely a disconnect from how you interpret your own inner spirituality, the disconnect from you being connected outwardly to the outside environment. But there is an admission of the connectivity of you, the being, with at least partially the internal environment, sometimes limited to the body, but also with increasingly research, these Western scientists have admit that you have control over your mind as well. And then the spirit that's actually animating the body, definitely alluding to Avatar. See that movie if you haven't prior. So these addictions that we find ourselves in daily, secondly, minutely, hourly, are all learned traits to slow down the vehicle. But the amusing thing about it all truly is that whenever you want to stop, you really can't. Much like the physical body is the easiest one to compare to, because people feel as if they have the most control sometimes over that one, over others. Especially, let's say, diet. Now, the individual knows in our present day, for example, you can go with either one of two. One's going to be a more internal, different parts of the body. It's destructing. Everybody knows that soda, due to the high sugar content, as well as the phosphoric acid present within it, destroys the inner kingdom, the inner temple. Temple is a better word. The inner temple. Yet people still will drink the soda daily, not even recreationally. And in another sense too, what we have seen for decades and are still present right now in a different form is tobacco, cigarettes, now hookah. They've definitely slid that in there because they're sly guys, very clever. And the same people that were behind the tobacco industry are pushing the sugar industry that I was, they're funding it, and on the same boards, they pretty much, just, you know, leap around, whatever, you know. That's the funny thing about capitalism, as the old saying goes, follow the gold or follow the money trail. He who holds the gold makes the rules. So that's where the money is at. So those same people, and now you know it, those two physical addictions, is much like the biggest trick played on you, because now you can't say that you're ignorant to the cause and effect or the long-term health effects of either of those two things. Both have been related to cancer. Both have been related to several diseases, in the form, in just different forms, even in the extremism of the sugar, you know, in the end with high forms of diabetes. Even limbs are cut off, you know. There's definitely stops the blood flow and the blockages. And then at the same time too, with the tobacco and that destruction, people lose their voice box, their lungs get destroyed, you know, the breath of life. So they definitely was put a high emphasis on that to get people hooked on that. I had even heard from my own grandparents that the doctors used to recommend it for you. And also those with a military family background, you can ask maybe your fathers or your grandparents if, when they were in war, cigarettes actually used to be a part of the utility kit of the soldiers to calm them down. Because, not from first-hand experience, but the high energetic responses of the goriness and the vulgarness of war, you would see why they would want something to calm you down. Those addictions, it has to be, the thing is with addictions, it has to be accepted internally. And it goes beyond logic, because logically you already know, so it has to hack at your emotions. And by hacking at your emotions, then you make an energetic response to it. You could say anger is blinding, let's say, or love is blind. You see how they say how one emotion definitely linked to the body. That's a more physical thing, just physical emotions. Because emotions are run by the hormones and different liquids, different biological responses occur when certain emotions of the body are felt. As well as the mental addiction. Now you accepted it, you almost make it a part of the idea of who you are and your mental configuration, because your body's changing constantly. And then spiritually, now you're defining your everyday and your energetic responses to it, because they go hand in hand. So you can see how when they say 60,000 thoughts daily, but how much of those thoughts daily are repetitive thoughts, the same thoughts that you've been having, and they haven't changed. So that's something to consider. So how do you deal with these addictions? Well, the best way to deal with addictions is two ways. One is cold turkey, right? As they call it, cold, rip, pull away, masculine, right now. I made the decision, I'm gonna do it. That's it. I'm using logic. I know that if I continue to go on this path, this is what's gonna happen. Or you can wean yourself off slowly, gradually over time. Not so drastic, definitely a more delayed over time, creating a process, weaning yourself off of it, so you slightly pull away from it. Either way is fine. You know, the only time being wasted is your own. So there's no right or wrong. It just is what it is. But as the old saying goes, ignorance is bliss. So now that you know and you become aware, it's more so what you're going to do after that point. Because now the choice is yours. The ball is in your court, as they say. Now it's up to you. Notice up. It's up to you. It depends what you're going to do about it. So, as a conclusion, to rewrap, there are mental addictions, physical addictions, spiritual addictions. And all of these addictions have their own way of presenting themselves, manifesting, worming your way in, and you going through exercises through either a waking meditation of just listening to the thoughts going, or an actual meditative state that you relax, you know, the classical nirvana, close your eyes, play some high, maybe some isotone solfeggios, and you go into that state to recognize it. But nevertheless, it's just about taking notice to how those addictions are being present in your everyday life and how you can hack them and make more positive addictions. Because you can become addicted to life, as they say. You can become addicted to eating healthier foods. You can become addicted to working out. Some people can become addicted to that. So it's about replacing those or more beneficial or positive, because there are no good or bad. Always remember that it is what it is. Wholeness and balance vibrations.